Kingsport's Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
If you would like to open your Bible with me this morning, I'm going to be reading from Acts chapter 5, beginning with verse 17, and I'm going to read down to verse 20. Acts 5, verse 17 says, "Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles, and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors, and brought them forth, and said, 'Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life.'" These four verses of Scripture illustrate the truth of our condition. We are all, along with every person in this world, we are all in a common prison. They put the apostles in a common prison, and that's where we are. This earth, life in this world is a life of bondage. It's a prison. When God cast Satan out of heaven as a bolt of lightning, do you know where he cast him to? Most people would say hell. But that's not actually where the Lord cast him to. He cast him to this earth. Over in Luke chapter 10, our Lord said in verse 18, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." And there's a reference right there in that verse to Revelation chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. And this is what those two verses say. "Therefore, rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child." This place is a common prison. Our text in Acts chapter 5, verse 19 says, "But..." Thanks be to God for the sake of my own soul. My soul, your soul. Thanks be to God. God told a servant. He told a messenger. He told a man. Verse 20 says, "Go, stand, and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life." This life. There is a life outside of this world. There is a life outside of this prison. And his name is Jesus Christ. There is a life in him. A true life. Now, we are in this common prison right now. Answer this question in your heart. I think it will explain a lot for us. People who are actually in prison, physically in prison, federal prison, how truly happy do you think they are? Truly happy. people who are day in and day out locked up in prison. How happy do you believe they are? I'm sure they have some days that are better than others, up days, down days. But how truly happy do you think they are? Happy in the soul. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19 says, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable." If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. If all we ever know, if all we ever believe and all we ever hope for pertains to this world only, then we are of all men most miserable. I don't care what good news we get pertaining to this world, we're still miserable because we're still in this common prison. It'd be like the warden telling everybody, "We just want to let you know that next to the basketball court, we've decided to put in a weightlifting gym." Well, that's great, but I'm still in prison. I'm still in prison. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But I want to tell you that there is a moment when a prisoner does experience absolute, true joy and happiness. There is. It happens every single time somebody comes up to his cell with news of his release. News of his freedom. It happens every time someone comes up and says, "It looks like the law is going to be satisfied. It looks like justice is going to be fulfilled. If I'm reading this right, they have to let you go." Well, fellow prisoners, turn with me over to 1 John chapter 5. Verse 11 says, "This is the record that God hath given to us eternal life." There's a record on it. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. It's not in the common prison, it's in His Son. Our Lord said, "Lo, I come," in the volume of the book, "it is written of me." I've come to open the prison doors. I've come to set the captives free. Now, we're going to remain in this common prison just a little while longer. But all we have to do and all we can do is sit and wait for our redemption to draw nigh. Over in James chapter 5, verse 7 says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." He's coming real soon. He is coming very soon. I know this is a sad place. I know it's a fearful place. I know it's a dangerous place. I know everything that's good here, it becomes ruined. It becomes tainted. But He is coming very soon. And He has already told the warden not to touch his child. And not to let anyone else touch his child. He said to his children, don't be afraid of the pestilence by day or the terror by night. Now, with that in mind, turn with me over to Psalm chapter 42. Psalm 42, verse 5 says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. I have a margin in my Bible and it says, his presence is salvation. His presence is salvation. Why are you cast down? Why am I cast down? I know that you're cast down because I'm cast down. We're all cast down in this common prison. There's nothing to be happy about. And I know what's casting us down. It's the reason for the prison. It's sin. That's what it is. It's sin. Do you ever have those days where you just can't put your finger on it? You're just cast down. You just cast down. I know what it is. It's sin. It always comes back to sin. Our minds and our consciences and our hearts and our bodies acknowledge, I'm a sinner. I have sinned. I live in a world of sin. Sin is all around me. Sin is all in me. It's on me. Crown of my head, the sole of my foot. From the depths of my heart, I'm nothing but sin. I'm just a sinner. And sin grieves me. And sin grieves you. That's our problem. That's our problem. That's the bondage that is keeping us in this common prison. It's sin. That's the answer. Well, listen to this. Listen to this. And if you're turning with me, I want you to read this with me. Go over to 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy 1 verse 15 says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world. He came into this world. God was manifest in the flesh. Christ died on that cross. He shed his precious blood to save sinners. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. That's what the Apostle Paul said, and that's what I say. Is that what you say? Why are you cast down? Are you a sinner? Are you a true sinner? A real, wicked, vile sinner? If you are, hope thou in Jesus Christ, the God. Listen to this quote. This is such a good thing to hear. This is a good quote to hear and learn from. Don't allow the trial to take you from Him. When things are tough, when things are hard, when you don't feel like you can go on, don't allow the trial to take you from Him. But rather, allow the trial to turn you to Him. Make trying times, times of seeking the Lord. Don't turn from Him. Turn to Him. There's only one reason he came to this earth. There is only one reason the God of heaven came into this common prison. It was to save sinners. Run to him. Call on him. Seek him. Knock. Ask. Beg. A sinner might say, "Oh, I'm just so weak. I'm so weak. I don't know if I can. I feel like I'm too weak to even worship him." Do you ever feel like that? You ever feel like you're just too weak to even worship him? Well, turn with me over to 2 Corinthians 12. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 says, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Why are you cast down, O my soul? Are you weak? Then hope thou in Jesus Christ, the God. Don't turn from him. Turn to him. His strength is made perfect in my weakness. The weaker I am, the more his power will rest upon me. The more he'll help me. Oh, I'm just a sinner. I see that. We see that, don't we? We're just sinners. He's the Savior. We see that, don't we? He is the Savior of sinners. Glorious news. That's the greatest news that a prisoner could hear. I have news of our release. Based on the work that Jesus Christ has accomplished, it looks like the law is satisfied. Justice has been fulfilled. God's holy demands have been taken care of. And we have to be let go. The book of Romans chapter 8 says, "Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died." We have to be set free if Christ died for us. Back in Acts chapter 5, verse 17 says, "Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation," envy, "and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord, by night, in their darkest hour," and that's what we are down here. We're in the darkness of this common prison. There's no light down here. This is a dark and sinful place. "But the angel of the Lord, by night, opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life." This life in Christ. You know, we preach the gospel. And the gospel is good news. But it's only good news to sinners. That's it. It's only good news to sinners. It's only good news to prisoners of sin. It's only good news to beggars, the hungry. One man said, "Preaching the gospel is just one beggar telling another beggar where he found some food." And we can also say that preaching the gospel is just one prisoner telling another prisoner about freedom that's coming. Freedom that has already been secured. It is ordered. It is sure. That freedom is in Christ. It's in Christ, the one who came to set the prisoner free. The one who came to seek and to save that which was lost. The one who came to bind up the brokenhearted. This life is in Christ. This life of rest, this life of happiness, this life of sinlessness, comfort, peace, is in Christ. There is peace in Christ, peace with God. The God who is holy and just. The God who must punish sin. The God who is angry with the wicked every day. The God who holds the keys of hell and death. That's what the Scripture says. Jesus Christ Himself, the God, said, I hold the keys of hell and death. We have peace with God. And it's through the blood of Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners. Listen to this. A man wrote this a long time ago. It's called The Secret of Peace. And this is it. This is it. Peace with God was made in the blood of Christ. It was secured, and God was satisfied when His Son died on that cross. But we have to sit in this common prison until the appointed day. There's going to come a day that the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend, and He is going to free us from this place. But until that day comes, we're going to have to sit here in this common prison. So for some peace, for some contentment and some comfort, while we wait, this is what was written a long time ago, The Secret of Peace. It says, with eager heart and will on fire, I sought to win my great desire. Peace shall be mine, I said. But life grew bitter in the endless strife. My soul, weary, and my pride was wounded deep. So to heaven I cried. God, give me peace, or I must die. But the dumb stars glittered no reply. Broken at last, I bowed my head, forgetting all, myself, and said, whatever comes, God's will be done. And in that moment, peace was won. There is life outside of this prison. There is life outside of this prison. And it is in Jesus Christ. It's in His will. It's in His work. It's in His choice. It's in His blood. It's in His cross. It's in Him. It's in Him. He is the life. He is the life. And if you are a sinner, if you know you're a sinner, if you know that you deserve to be in the prison you're in, and if you are without hope, then listen to this. He's coming. You just wait. The order has already come through. The warden has already been notified. No one is going to harm you. No one is going to touch you. Fear not for the pestilence by day or the terror by night. You are safe. You are safe in the hands of your Savior. Just wait. Just wait. Your redemption draweth nigh. He's coming. Our Lord said to His own, He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go, if you see me go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. A kingdom of freedom, a life of freedom, a place of freedom with Christ and His people. Just wait. He's coming. And if God ever sets a prisoner free, if God ever says to a prisoner's heart, you have now seen the truth and the truth has made you free, then go and tell other prisoners how great things the Lord has done for you. Go as one prisoner telling the other prisoners, I know the one who holds the keys of freedom. I know the one who holds the keys to this door. I know the one who is able to put away all of your sin, everything that is keeping you in this bondage, everything that is holding you in this cell. I know the one. He is the God of heaven. His name is Jesus Christ. Look to Him. Run to Him. Every time our Lord had mercy on a sinner, every single time, that sinner went and published it much. Tell how great things the Lord has done for you. That's the gospel message. You know that? That's all that a sinner has to say. Good news. Great things the Lord hath done for me. What must I do? Nothing. While religion is telling people, if you want to get out of this cell, you better do this and you better do that. I can't do anything. I'm locked up in this cell. The only news that could ever be good news to a sinner, a prisoner of sin, is it has already been done. And that's the truth of God's Word. It has already been done. It's already finished. As soon as a sinner hears that, even though we have to spend the rest of our time in this common prison, as soon as a sinner hears that in his heart, it sets him free. Lord, set us all free. Show mercy to us for Christ's sake. Until next Sunday morning, may our Lord bless His Word to our hearts.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, you can write to our physical mailing address at 905 Yadkin Street, Kingsport, Tennessee, 37660, or log on to our website at kingsportsovereigngracechurch.com. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 8:30 for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.